Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, my eyes are open to see. Say, I trade in the world today and I make profits. I get better in understanding. My body gets healed. My eyes get opened. I see my reality in Christ again today. I am not rebellious. I receive the word. Hallelujah. Greet somebody. Greet somebody and have your seat. Thank you. Greet somebody. Then just shake. Just greet. Ask, how are you, sir? How are you, man? Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Vatoli Razande stay Gentina as well. Okay, be seated, everybody. Well, you have time for that later. So, put this as the theocratic nature of the church, part three. The theocratic nature of the church. Well, we use theocratic because it's a government in which only God rules. In church, we don't allow plenty things to be the determinant of how church runs. Amen? So please see this is the breakfast. Breakfast is, some people call it first sermon. May I call it breakfast? Amen. Praise God. So now, like we said in the last time, we are born into sonship. We are born into sonship. When you became born again, you are born into what I call sonship. Say, I'm born into sonship. Hallelujah. So we are born, it means we are born with an inheritance. We are born with an inheritance in God. So like, just that you are a son of God, it means you have an inheritance with God already. Of course, like as servants of God, as ministers, as workers, as people working in the vineyard, somebody will ask me that, okay, do we still have rewards for ministry well done? Yes. So, but those rewards, I put it like faithfulness in sonship will still be rewarded. You understand? Faithfulness in sonship, it will still be rewarded. So, but that reward, it will not, it's not you being rewarded as a son, it's as a servant. Well, our nature, our default is that we are sons of God. But do you also know that we are also servants of God? In the context of what? Of ministry. Huh? I'm never saying you are a slave of God, though. Never quote that in that near me. So, but we are both sons of God, also what? Servants of God. So, that you are a son of God, it means you have a default inheritance with the Father already. Something that is just default inheritance with the Father. But in as a servant of God, we labor, and for what we are going to do for the kingdom, there will be an extra eternal reward. Are you with me? Are you with me? I'm just trying to use those words as canon as I can so that you can get what I'm saying. But your state as a son will not change. And as a son, you already have an inheritance. Praise God. Say, have an inheritance with the Father. Say, I'm already blessed with all spiritual blessings. So last week, and we see some words that are being used for us. Number one, we saw technon. Technon, T-E-K-N-O, technon. Technon means we are offspring of God. It talks about use for biological birth, T-E-K-N-O, technon. So that means we came from God. We came from God. Those are the words used for children in the Bible. That is technon. Then we also see oios, U-I-H-O-S. That is the Greek words. This one is almost used exclusively for Jesus. This one talks about one that has an inheritance. Say, I have an inheritance with God. So it's used almost exclusively for Jesus, but also for us. So, like, and I told you last week, I said, in no place was Jesus called the what? He was never called the technon of God. He was never called the biological son of God. So when you are talking to a Muslim, when you are preaching, don't force it on them that, because when they tell you that, how is Jesus the son of God? Don't say, and they will ask you that, but how can God have a son when he doesn't have a wife? They are right. Jesus is never the biological son of God. Amen? Praise God. Jesus is God that became a man. He is God that became a man. So the term son of God is used for Jesus because he is the one that is a custodian of all the inheritance of the Father. Are you with me? That means anything you want in God, who do you look to? Look at Jesus. He's never saying Jesus is the offspring of God, no. But anything you want in God, God's relationship with men is in Christ. Say God's relationship with men is Christ-based. So that is why we say Oios, U-I-H-O-S, it means somebody that has an inheritance. So all the inheritance of God is with who? It's with Jesus. It's with Jesus. That's why we call him the Son of God, the heir of God, the rightful owner, like somebody that has the rights to everything that the Father possesses. Are you with me? Not only has the rights, somebody that can also bestow it to others. Amen. So now, there is one word I didn't... Okay, so also, we had nepios. Nepios, that was used for infants. It's used for being childish, untaught, unskilled. That is a metaphor for being childish, untaught, and unskilled. So it's used majorly for people that are still bound by legalism, right? People that are still bound by legalism. Just like that Hebrews chapter 5 that we saw last week. Sorry, this is a recap. Sorry, don't get what I'm saying right now. You have to log into edifyassembly.org and download Theocratic Nature of the Church, Part 1 and 2, and listing. It will soon make it available. So, I've mentioned how many words? Technon, oios, and what? Nepios. Nepios. So, it's not used for a Christian at all. It's just used for those who are not yet saved. Now, there's a word I missed last week I didn't mention. That is breakfast. B-R-E-P-H-O-S. B-R-E-P-H-O-S. Don't worry. If you don't get me, just pay attention. Just keep listening. You understand where I'm going very soon. B-R-E-P-H-O-S. Babies, you are disturbing us. Sir Christy, emergency head of Children's Church. So breakfast refers to unborn children. Unborn child or embryo or infant or a newborn child or a babe. A baby, a B, infant, that's breakfast, B-R-E-P-H-O-S, a newborn child, embryo, just somebody very small. Now, when I check through the scripture, this is used only for physical stage of birth. Let's see a few of them. Luke 1, 40, 41, please be fast. Be very fast. I'll just show you small. Luke 1, 41, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard that the salutation of Mary, the babe lived in her womb. That's babe there is what? Breakfast. Okay, are you with me? Are you with me? Look at your Bible, come on. And the same thing you see in Luke 1:44, Luke 2:12. Just write that one down. Luke 1:44, Luke 2:12, Luke 2:16. Check Luke 18, verse 15. Open this one. Luke 18:15. Open your Bible. Don't forget this church. Opening Bible in this place is not negotiable. That's why you are in church. You brought yourself to be taught. And that's what we're actually saying here. The church is theocratic. You don't really determine how you will be blessed in church. You are just to come and submit to the leadership of God in the church. So the church is not democratic. It's what's theocratic. You don't decide. You don't determine. Somebody, you cannot just come and say, well, even the pastor cannot determine that, well, this is how I think I am going to bless the saints. This is how I think the saints should, this is how I think the church should go. No, I don't have a say. We all report to God. We all are responsible to God. Are you with me? So it's theocratic. It's not only that all of you just listen to the man in front. Even the man in front too listens to the Oga at the top. I'll be sorry to say. Amen. So Luke 18, verse what? 15. Want to go, let's read. And they brought unto him also what? Infants. So now, I didn't think, how what is the age range of these people? I can. Infants? Sir? 0 to 5. I think I will agree with you. 0 to 5. Ojut, what type of life is this? See, now, okay. Let's see the same word. Acts 7:19. Open your Bible. Because I will rejoice the day you start opening Bible in this church. Acts 7:19. Okay. The same dealt subtly with our kindred and even entreated our fathers so that they cast out their what? Young children. That's also breakfast. So now, let me now ask you this question. So 2 Timothy 3:15. Go there. Funny enough, it's the same word that was used there. These are our common scripture. 2 Timothy 3:15. So I will now give you a pause here. Maybe anything tell you, be the one. You want to know it, if today, if you are a breakfast or you are a nephew, so you want to know, we'll put everybody in their category today. Amen. 2 Timothy 3:15. Okay, one to go. Let's read. Yes. And from a what? Child. Okay. That has known the what? Holy Scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in. So, what is he talking about? Is he saying Timothy knew Scripture from age of boo-boo, or think. So, baby, yeah, is it used for spiritual or for physical age? Because he's saying you have known the Holy Scripture. Is he talking about maybe? Say from a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise. So, I go for a spiritual, hands up. I go for a physical age, hands up. Funny enough, I think I will have to agree a bit with physical. Although, I think some people taught me, they said it's spiritual. But see 1 Peter 2:2. I will explain very soon. See 1 Peter 2:2. Don't worry, I will soon be done. It's not even breakfast. What do you eat before breakfast? Brunch? No. Appetizer? What do you? Be careful. Now we have this desserts. If you enter a real restaurant, if you enter a real place, they will give you 3 things, one before the food, then the after food. So, anyone you call it, yeah, just eat it. It's not about who knows how to spell it. It's who knows how to eat it. Amen. Right. The first day, who knew what it's called? Broccoli. Hey, Jesus. The first day they served me this thing. That was in UK anyway. They said they are serving us food. Just put on the vegetable. They will not. I think I snap it. If I check my laptop, this is the picture. They now put one small red thing in center. Ah, all of us Nigerians, we're just looking at it like this. They said they are serving us food. We didn't eat it. We just see somewhere, just put it under the chair, and then not be me. So I'm not to offend them. Just think it looks like mushroom, green mushroom, you know what I'm saying? They call it broccoli. Okay, then we are still breakfast anyway. So where did I say she open? One to go, let's read. As newborn babes. Now, desire what? The sincere milk of the word that you may what? Grow thereby. Now, is it saying you are a babe? Huh? Yeah? Thank you. It says, as newborn babes. Don't forget that I've told you that there is no part of the word that is milk and another one meat. Amen? So now say, as newborn babes. What should you do? Desire the sincere milk. That would mean let's say this way. The same way babies desire what? Star Christy? Why are you so rebellious? So the same way babies what? Desire milk. What should you do to desire the word of God? Are you with me? That is just the best way. That's the way Pastor Jared, let me explain that one to me. The same way babies what? Desire milk, you too desire the word. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word. It's not saying desire the soft part of the word. Desire, just hear about salvation. Yeah, but even the salvation itself, don't hear too deep. Just John 3:16, God loves you. Amen. Pay your title. Amen. Now it's milk too. Don't you know? What else is milk? You are going to heaven. Amen. Praise God. But it goes somewhere to happen. The Lord bless you. Amen. But don't hear anything like crematizo. No, don't hear anything like, no, don't do Greek words. That's not what he's saying. Say, I desire the world and I grow thereby. Okay, now see same Second Timothy. Now go back to let me now show you something. So what to me I think is just saying that Timothy knew the word from a very young age. Because let's see the history of Timothy. See 2 Timothy 1 verse 5. So breakfast is not used for it's used for physical stage of growth, not spiritual. Physical stage of growth, not spiritual. So 2 Timothy 1 verse 5. Let's read. When I call to remembrance, come on, when I say, please open your Bible, everybody, come on. Nobody has an excuse not to open Bible. Okay, let's read again. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which first dwell in thy grandmother Louise and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also. So when Timothy went to greet grandma, they don't go to amusement park, amen? They don't do a lot. Sorry, give me. What is a law in English? Story. Once upon a time. No, folk tales, all those things. They don't do that. What does grammar teach him? Scripture. Amen. Praise God. That's why I think we don't really have to insulate these people from scriptures for so long. Amen. From a young age, grammar was teaching him. Mommy too, ask him join at home. You're saying, where is the father? Acts 16 verse 1. Acts 16 verse 1. Okay, let's see the father now. Acts 16 verse 1. The father is somewhere making money. You see? Like someone like, the father is Brashimeze. And the mother is the mother. Okay, Acts 16 verse 1. Want to go? Let's read. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, name was Timotheus, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewish and believed, and his father was a what? Businessman. Hallelujah, a Greek. Verse 2, but which was well reported of by the brethren that were Lystra and Icon. Amen. So, anyway, he's just saying Timothy from a little child, he was acquainted with the scripture. I will likely stick more with that. So, please, I didn't know the age at which we can start teaching our kids scripture. And where's Joshua? You should come and add more to the kids on ground so that we can have more children to teach. Amen. I'm talking to Joshua, not in his absentia, not to anybody. Amen. John 10, verse 16. Now, let's start preaching today. John 10, 16. Say the church is theocratic. Say God calls the shots here. Say God calls the shots. Yeah, it's God that calls the shots. So John 10, 16. Once you go, let's read. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. One fold and what? One shepherd. So that would mean they will be led, right? They will be led by Jesus. How does Jesus lead us? He leads us through men. See verse 27, John 10, 27. Want to go? My sheep, John 10, 27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And the next verse says, and I give unto them what? Eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which give them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. So when he's saying, my sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. The following is our nature. Just write that down. I am born to follow God. I am not born rebellious. Put it, I don't say a Christian. Say, I am born. You write it like that. I am not born rebellious. I am born to follow God. I follow God by default. I follow God's way by default. I am not rebellious to God's instruction. I am not. That is not who I am. I am not stubborn towards who God has made me in Christ. No, that is not me. Amen. So that is our nature. That is our nature. So, but don't forget, in the nature, there is yet an active expectation that you follow someone. In that nature now, there is an active what? Expectation that you follow somebody. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. I'm halfway already. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. There is an active expectation that you follow somebody. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Let's read together. Be ye followers of who? Me. Even as I also what? I am of Christ. Verse 2. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I deliver them to you. So you can see that they are following Paul. To follow God, who did they follow? They followed Paul. You see, who delivered the ordinance to them? God or Paul? Paul. So, in fact, don't forget, even the Christ that saved us, is he a man or is he a spirit? He's a man. Christ Jesus is a man. Paul is a man. So, now, write this down this way. We seek God or identify God in men and follow them. We identify God in men and we follow them. Who you call a man of God is somebody you can see God in. You saw God in somebody and you follow him, knowing that he is a follower of God himself. So all those slangs like know God for yourself is evil. There is nowhere that you are ever told to know God for yourself. Go and sit down in the corner of your room to know God. Go and sit down in your... And somebody say, well, that is your own though. In fact, you know, it's very kind. Huh? Somebody will say, well, my own... God told me personally, my own personal revelation is that I should stop wearing a ring. You are kind. Of all things that God can tell you, say, my own, what he told me, he didn't tell you to go and be winning 3-5 souls every day. Say, God told me to what? Not to, he didn't tell you to be praying 5 hours. Say, God told me to stop wearing a ring. You are given to condemnation. You are given, who is giving that labor? Yesterday, remember? Sin. You are a servant of sin. Amen? That's dead works. Are you with me? A lot of people, even what a lot of people call restitution, you are just serving, you are serving sin. It's sin that is giving you that laborious work. God has his own work to give you. You left Mark 16, you left Matthew 28, you say, my own personal revelation is that, well, I know that wearing true is not wrong. Say, but God told me, you are a liar. I can tell anybody that I say, it's God that told me to stop, you are a liar. There is no personal revelation to anybody. I'm not saying God doesn't speak to us individually. Amen. Praise God. Maybe the day that God told you not to wear, maybe that day, maybe the trial you want to wear is we would have tore the road and you would be disgraced. Maybe that's why he told you not to wear that day. But that you now make it your own lifestyle doctrine that this is what God told me. You are a liar. Praise God. Hallelujah. So all those slangs like know God for yourself is wrong. Isolation is not a fruit of the Spirit. Anything that will tell you that, don't worry, just sit at home, you will get it. It's not the same Bible, read it. No. Funny enough, there is almost no scripture to tell you that go and read the Bible and know God. No. You will be taught the Bible. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse, 2:15, when he's saying, study to show yourself approved of God. Funny enough, he's not talking to church members, he's talking to who? The pastor of the church. So that he can teach others. So that his prophetic can what? Appear to everybody. So there is no scripture that I say, go and sit down at home, go and understand Genesis. You didn't know where you know what you understand? You just are understanding Nephilim, like your Jews and the rest. Amen. So a fold, a gathering is the wisdom of God. That we have a fold, that we have a gathering, that we come together to learn God's word, that we come together to fellowship, to pray, to do the things of God. Is the plan of God, is the will of God, is the delight of God. Isolation is not the fruit of the Spirit. Even if you, I told somebody, even if you don't agree with everything this church is doing, you will do yourself evil by staying away. You can't be isolated. You can't say, I will do it myself. You can't say, well, give me time. A lot of people just say, well, just give me time. Let me sort out myself. You cannot sort out yourself. Who are you? You are proud. God gave you men to help to sort you out. Sorry, I didn't know if you are getting me. Amen. Praise God. So this is a question I want to ask you. So how do I know who to follow? It's not about who is closest to you. Don't forget, it's not about who gives you money. It's not about my pastor is handsome. Thank God I'm not. Amen. Rather, somebody that labor to bat Christ and his ministry in you. Somebody that
you know that this person can bat ministry in me. He can be far, far younger than you.
But you remember spiritual relationship that I taught you last week? If you have, I don't know if you have watched, who should I watch? Then please, what is this name of this major one channel in South Africa? That Strong Decoder, major one. Who knows the major one? Prophetic channel. Who watched Prophetic? Yeah. I didn't think major one. I didn't think he's 40. I didn't think he's 40 years old. Is he? I didn't think that man is 40 years old. If you see old men, his ministers, I receive, yeah, Baba, pre-shook me, Rema, Baba, amen. Prophesy with their bad. Of course, I'm not in support of any type of witchcraft. I didn't say it's using witchcraft, though. That's not what I'm saying. Okay, let me explain. Since I mentioned, I have to explain. Witchcraft does not mean using diabolical power. Witchcraft just means when you have this control mindset, you just want to just dream people's mindset. No, I'm not in support of that. But nevertheless, that is honor. Peter was older than Jesus, yet he followed him. Timothy, that is why that guy must really have been learning scripture from a very young age. But when he was pastoring, history has it that he was around 17, 18, something like that. When Paul was writing these epistles to him, and imagine, and they were, he was being given instructions about widows. Uh-huh. That's widows, no, do this, do that. So a 17-year-old man, who is 17? Rejoice, Abby. He rejoices standing and he's seeing. What are you saying? Just go away. Okay, something like a jute. Amen. So that is giving instructions to widows. And in fact, he said, if you want to rebuke an elder, ensure you have two or three witnesses, then rebuke him. Eh? That will tell you that the church is theocratic. It's not about the man in front. It's not about the next person that will hold this microphone. Praise God. And you will do yourself so much favor to just follow. Oh, come on, this time is going. It's break. Sorry, what do I call this one again? Appetizer. This is appetizer or something. Uh-huh. Okay, this is brushing your teeth. Something. Amen. So go to Galatians 4:19. You saw somebody as, like I said, one young guy I love in Ibadan, that's George Banks. He's very young, but at least when he teaches the word, he says, awesome, awesome, awesome. If such have a church, some people will say, how can I be going to a church of some of my younger brother? You're not serious. It's theocratic. You are following God. At least there will always be somebody that is older than you, Abby, and there will always be people that you'll be older than too. Amen. Praise God. When you are seeing all those posters of Pastor Nenka doing all those wonderful programs, how do you think he was then? They started pastoring from a teenager, pastoring a full church. I think a new teenager means under 18, right? So Galatians 4:19. Some people you give them instruction, they will be sizing you up. What does he have? Are we in Koza? Do you think we? That one is not democratic. That one is not theocratic. That one is Aristo. Monitocratic, something like that. Galatians 4:19. Want to go? Let's read. My little children, of whom I travel in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Can you see that? He said until. Now that's why I use the word. I think children then should be technon. So until Christ be formed in you. Also, so that is first person. I say, how do you know who to follow? I say, number one, somebody that has labored, somebody that you know can bat Christ and is ministering you. Number two, also someone that you know that is not willing to use you for a selfish gain. Somebody that you know that will not use you to build his own empire. Somebody that you know that this man is just not looking for me because of the cash in my pocket. When he's asking somebody that you know that you don't know the word, you don't know anything. You now enter a church, and before 3 months, you became a bajor, run away. Amen. Praise God. We have churches in Nigeria that the criteria of the next pastor that is going to the next parish is you have a car, you do a good job, you are married, and what else? Just little word. Your wife should be fine. That's serious. And that is why, several vices. Yeah? You just see some ladies, just because you are a pastor's wife. What's the next? The only thing you can preach? Relationship. How to glue, how to tangle. In this place, what do we preach? How to untangle. Have we tangled anybody here? You must tangle with Christ first. Amen. We tangle you with Christ, untangle you from Ojute. Amen. Okay, so I'm saying someone that you know that will not use you for a selfish end, for selfish purpose. At least you know the end of salvation. You know the end of the gospel. It is salvation for mankind, then ministry for the saved. I say it again. What is the end of the gospel? The aim of the gospel: salvation for mankind, then ministry for the saved. Anywhere that they are not concerned. E.g., if you come to church next week, come 2 weeks' time, you didn't bring a note, you didn't write it down, I'm not saying, yes, our Father in the Lord is here, you know, we are doing lunching, sir, you can come forward, thank you, sir, celebrating, and I'm celebrating you. Eh? And I'm celebrating you. Run away. Praise God. See Hebrews 13, verse 8. You must find someone that will not... that you know that is after you for spiritual growth. Somebody sent me to start. So is it not the gospel? And you are inviting me. My church is leaking. And I don't know what to do. I just look up and down. What are we? Jesus, scrub God. Our venue is still there. Nobody has taken it since. Let me come and pay how much? 1.8. We left it 1.8. We left it. We are using here. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if next year, let me say, it's not. If next year, if we don't have money to renew this, what do we? The one opposite, shop opposite, we take that one. That one is cheaper. But that I will not teach you Bible is a lie. If worst case, there's a shed here. Just put one canopy there. We do Bible. We teach. Hallelujah. Don't worry, at least we trust God anyway. I'm just telling you that the priority of a church is what? Teaching. It must be maintained. I must not, let me say this. If you are not serious with church, I must not collect your big money. Because I am giving you something, I am telling you you are there when you are not there. That's the point. When you are not serious with God and you are bringing pastor, come, just come with the suit and tie. Pastor, how are you doing, sir? Fine. Sorry, I know you have not seen me for the past 2 months. It's business anyway. I've been praying, and God has been helping me anyway. I know that church has projects, so I brought some 4 million naira, you know, so that we can start. If I collect such money, God will judge me. What will you tell him? You say, bring the money, pray some more. Just pray some more. Come on.
will say, I'll first take the money, I will now ask him differently. No. You are telling him that he's useful. Peter said, let your money what? Perish with you. Your money, not only you, the money, both of you perish. A man of God today said, you will perish, but your money will not perish. No. So that's the point. Ministry is not fun. Go and look at everybody that supported Paul's ministry. Please, go and look at everybody. All of them are in ministry. Go and look at all of them that ever supported his ministry. All of them were in ministry. Not good looking for one of you. You are doing launching. Such a man that this man, you know, if an allergy comes to that place, won't you collect it? Hallelujah. I said, don't worry. I know you are close to salvation, you know. Although you're not yet saved right now, but in the praise of time, I can, and they will give me word of knowledge. So very soon, see, I know you are trying to know the Lord. The same way God did to Paul, he's going to do to you very soon. The Lord is going to appear to you. He's going to convince you by himself. Just in his own way. Just don't worry. Just drop it. Just drop your seed. Hallelujah. No. Hebrews 13 verse 8. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13 verse 18. Hebrews 13, 18. Please don't forget this. This is just a fabric. Hebrews 13, 18. 1, 2, go. Let's read. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live out honestly. Praise God. Willing to live out honestly. Those are the type of people you follow. Amen. I love my pastor, Pastor Yola, in the pattern before we left. How often does he talk about giving? Once in a year. He talks about giving. The church has needs, but he talks about giving. He preaches giving once in a year. Wow. Not because he wants people to be stingy, but I think if you, for instance, if you are valuing the word, and next week you are seeing that this microphone is just doing correct, like something will naturally dawn on you to go and meet Brother Akim that what is happening? How can we help? That is how saints should react. Saints should not be forced, coerced, threatened, peppered with, if you sow $91, God will do this for you. He wants blessing. That is not a saint. Saints are born to follow God. Saints, they follow God. They love the things of God by default. That's why most of the time, the only time we remind you of offering is maybe, sorry, love gifts is maybe on Sunday and the rest. You know yourself to value the things of God. Amen. So 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. Let me be fast now. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. So be ye what? Followers. No, come on, back there. Be ye followers of me as I also am of Christ. That word followers there is M-I-M-E-T-E-S. M-I-M-E-T-E-S. Be imitators of me. Imitators of me. See, there is no shame in following people. There is no shame in saying, I am following this man. It's not shameful. Don't be ashamed to say, this man is my pastor. This man is my leader. This man is my Bible study coordinator. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. No, he said, be followers of me, even as I am also of Christ. Amen? Now, don't forget, we have two parts. Leading, we mean someone is giving you instruction and you are doing it. That is leading. That is not following. Leading, we mean, okay, Tola, go and do this, and you did it. But following, we mean, even when I'm not giving you instruction, you are seeking things in my life and you are following. Even when I say I'm not giving you instructions, you came to me looking for something to obey, something to follow. So leading is a pastor's duty to lead people. Following is your duty. Amen. Even when instructions are not coming, you look for things in the life of a man and you copy it religiously. You replicate the same. You look at his prayer life, you replicate it. You follow as I am also of Christ. Are you with me? So we have leading, we have following. Some people that they are only being led, they are not following. You are not leading. In leading, you can just go after a man just because he's giving you some stuff. When he stops giving you, you keep quiet. For instance, in this church, I have told you that any month that you could sum all the number of hours that we prayed, that we didn't pray for 20 hours. What did I tell you to do? Shout me up, that pastor, there is fire on the mountain. Run, run, run. Amen. That will show that I want to follow. Are you with me? So 1 Corinthians 4:16. 1 Corinthians 4:16. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. Can you see there? Can you see there? Come on. That is wherefore I beseech you. Look at the Bible. Let's just see this one together. We'll be looking at a lot of scripture. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. Check 1 Timothy 1:6. 1 Timothy 1:6. Sorry, 1 Thessalonians. Sorry. So there is no shame in following men. No shame there at all. 1 Thessalonians 1:6. And you became followers of us and also of the Lord. So how did they follow the Lord? They followed them. They followed men. Praise God. Having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. So they received the word from men. The same 1 Thessalonians 2:14. 2:14. For if you brethren became followers of the churches of God. Followers of the churches of God. Hebrews 6:12. That you be not slothful, but what? Followers. Say followers. Followers of them, of men, who through faith and patience obtain the promise. Of course, talking about the Old Testament patriarch, telling these people to believe. So now, but we now have a place where it seems like saying that we should follow God. Ephesians 5:1. Ephesians 5:1. Let's read together. I want to go. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. All this way we have been told to follow men. Now this one is saying, go and follow God alone. Go and know God for yourself. What have I told you? Context is the what? Savior of Bible interpretation. So just go to chapter 4. Don't forget, when this thing is written, it's not written in chapters and verses. Look at your Bible. Don't look at me. Chapter 4:31. Are you there? Are you there? So we are going to read from chapter 4:31 to chapter 5:2 without stopping. Want to go? Let's go. Yes. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and has given us for himself an offering sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. So in what way are you to follow God? Forgiveness. Hallelujah. Same way, forgive your neighbor as God forgives you. Simple. Are you with me? So follow God there with me. Forgive like God forgives. So saints must be eager to follow someone. Seek God in somebody and follow. Bumper to. Amen, amen. Praise God. Hebrews 13:17. Almost done. Don't say Jesus is your pastor. No, Jesus does not. Jesus pastors no man. Jesus is our general pastor. He's a great shepherd of the sheep. Talking about his redemptive work for men. Talking about the Father. He gave all the Spirit. Somebody will say, well, I have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit tells me personally. Don't say stuff like that. The man who told you have the Holy Spirit is not a man. Papa. Amen. Somebody say, well, you have an auction of the only one. You have the anointing of the only one. You know all things. Who told you know all things? It's not a man that wrote it there. Are you with me? Of course. And the context of that one is that you know the deceiver. You cannot be deceived. You know the Antichrist. Remember? So, please, I say Hebrews 13:17. Please look there. I'm already, this is almost getting beyond breakfast. Hebrews 13:17. Obey them that have. Come on, open your Bible. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself, for they watch for your
They watch for your. They watch for your. So when so that will, now why must you submit? Because they are watching for your soul. That's key. Because they knew the danger of leaving you to go 2 weeks without serious Bible study. Why would at times we give you serious assignment? Come to church. Bashim say, come and pray. Bashim say, come and do this. Because you are, we are watching for your soul. Are you with me? It's because they want you, the man does not want your appreciation of Christianity to go down. So because of that, he will give you a lot of things. This man is now saying, obey. See, it's not because he's wicked. Is watching for your soul. Are you with me? Are you with me? As they that must give account. So when we are giving you instructions, we are not looking at your face. Amen. A lot of you at times I will say, let's pray. Some people just frown. Bwah! Let's go and preach. Some people just I will not look at your face. What? I must give account. That they may do it with what? With joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable to you, for you. So when instructions come, be eager to yield, to follow. When you are given a task and it's not convenient, see, there's nothing wrong in reasoning with your leader. Reason. Say, okay, sir, this thing is not really convenient. But reason, if you can reason, reason. But if the man now insists, what should you do? Follow. You get that? If you are given an instruction and it's not convenient, can you reason with your leader? Yes. But what happens if he insists? Don't forget, you have trust him already with your spiritual growth. So you have trust that he's not oppressive. He does not have that witchcraft mentality. So that would mean anything he's giving you, it will be for the greater good, for the best. So when it seems like it's not convenient, you can seek for, okay, come, let us reason together. And if he insists, what should you do? Follow. Praise God. Praise God. So as I wrote here, I said, but if he didn't agree with you, obey like you are the one that brought the point. Obey like it was your point. Obey like it was something you brought to the table. I am rushing. Matthew 21, verse 28. So you will allow us to help you to grow up. Matthew 21, 28. Come on. Matthew 21, 28. Open. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons. He came to the first and said, go walk today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. And afterwards he repented and he went. But see, this is a terrible one, verse 30. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, what? I go, sir. Like Ojut. I go, sir. Ah! I go, sir. I'm there already. But what happened? And he went not. Amen. Just I go, sir. With David, huh? And what happened? He went not. So allow people to help you up. See, the authority, this will be last thing and I will close. The authority that we have over you is in twofold. The authority that the church have over you is in twofold. Number one, it is a God-given authority. Sorry, I know I'm fast. It's God-given authority. So the authority that the church have over us is twofold. Number one, it is the God-given what? Authority. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 10. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 10. Meaning, we have an instructions from God to feed you and train you in a particular path. We don't look at your face. We look at God's face. Amen. We don't send you. Who do we send? We send God. Abi? Something like that. So we have an instruction from God to feed you and train you in a particular path. So 2 Corinthians 13 verse 10. Want to go? Are you there? Come on. Okay. I'll wait for you. Well, come on. It's just breakfast. I'm sorry. It's appetizer. Come on. Food is coming. Appetizer. It's appetizer. The food, understanding Genesis is coming. Say that, appetizer, amen. What? Are you looking at it? Yeah, dear. Okay, verse 10, once we go. Therefore, I write these things, being absent, lest being present, I should use what? Sharpness, according to the power which the Lord has given me, to what? Edification and not to destruction. So God
Paul is saying, God gave me a power towards edification, to build you up. To build you up, to edify you, to make you better. So there is a God-given power to the preacher to build you up. To build you up. To build you up.
Enemies of the fathers. Put Bashir in that thing for me. Yeah. What are they waiting for? Fall down. Amen. So Colossians 4:17. Myself, put Bashir there. Something has shifted somewhere. Colossians 4:17. Come on, be fast. Say ye to Archippus. Are you there? Colossians 4:17. Say ye to what? Archippus. Take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that thou what? Fulfill it. So that would mean Archippus had a ministry from God that he must fulfill. So any pastor that is indifferent towards you will fail God. He will fail God. If you are only a Sunday, and he's not talking, he will fail God. Amen. Lastly, see Acts 20:28 is an instruction to the man of God. To the man of God. Acts 20:28, take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the what? Come on, Acts 20:28. Okay, I know you are. Take heed therefore. Now, this is talking to the man of God. He should take heed. He should, like, beware. I think we explained this last time. He said, take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers towards to feed the church of God, which he has what? Purchased with his own blood. If your baby says he's not going to eat food, what are you going to do? Eh? You will close his nose and what? Arroyo, amen. It will be two last. How do they call it in Yoruba? But whether you like it or not, as long as you are here, as long as, because the mother knows the repercussion of not eating. Just like, for instance, you know when someone is sick, most of the time they don't have appetite to eat. But what the doctor said, you cannot take this drug until you eat. I insist. It's not your wish. I insist. Why? The doctor knows something that you don't know. Praise God. So number two. So I said the authority. What am I saying? So I said the God-given authority. The authority we have over you is in twofold. Number one, God-given authority. That is from God to the preacher. Number two, this is the last one, and I'll be closing. It is the authority that you give us over you. The one you give us. I don't know if you understand that. God gave the man of God authority. But if you suddenly escape to Dubai, you don't follow on live stream, you don't do anything, just escape, you come to church once in a green moon, what is the man going to do? Hello? What will he do? How will he help you? So although God gave the man of God authority, also, you yourself must give the man of God authority over you. Praise God. I wrote this in my notes. You must give, I'm sorry, I don't like it myself. Don't forget me. But it's just, I have to say it. None. You must give us, access to your life. You know, the church, you know, the way we have seen church is just a place you just come, you hide. You must not be able to hide in a church. You know, I wrote something on Facebook sometimes ago. I said, to me, if we have a very big church, we are going to have cell meeting must be important. Cell meetings, like maybe house fellowship. Because that great man in front, the big pastor, may not be able, of course, will not be able to monitor individual spiritual growth.
And what we call pastoring is actually close marking. You close mark somebody, you checkmate. It's close marking. As some of you, what I do, like me, like Henry Tito, I always check his profile update. What has he posted again? See this guy, Kana, kilo de. We'll be praying there. Somebody will be surfing Facebook. You. And anywhere you like something, say, yeah, I caught him again. Hallelujah.
Just like a lady that learned a bit yesterday that we.
Cutter, a causer.
Amen. Oh, is it okay? What do we call? Amen, amen. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So, you must give us access to your life, access to moderate you, to caution you, to train you up. Access to moderate you, access to caution you, access to train you up. So lastly, this is why we have training classes in a church like this. This is why we have membership trainings. This is why we have workers training. So please make yourself available. Be part of it. Amen, amen. Are you with me? Be part of it. It is the way you can help us to help you. You cannot just come to church and you want to just be on your own. No. There is a God-given authority that we have over you, but it will be all useless if you don't give us that password. Amen. So God gave up the application, but you've got the password. Praise God. Both must go pari passu. Hallelujah. Say, I submit to ministry done towards me. Say, I'm not rebellious. Say, I'm not rebellious. Say, I submit to growth. Say, I submit to growth. Say, and I get better. Hallelujah. So pray in tongues. Thank you.